Blog Talk Radio.
All right, fellas. God damn it, we here. We on the air. We rolling. Sunday. This is fucking March the 19th. Oh, my goodness. I mean, this is the third month. It's over. What you doing? What are you doing? That's what we're talking about. No apologies. No fear. No shame. No disrespect. No regrets. These are the five no's you need to have as part of your belief system. No apologies, no fear, no shame, no disrespect, no regrets. Implement that shit as soon as you can in your life. This is the Ask Rose Blood Show. You know, I ain't never going to be talking bullshit, but I'm going to always be talking hella shit. That's what I do. I can't help it. I ain't biting my tongue for none of y'all. Especially now that I see even, you know, my new shit, Down and Dirty, is like really being supportive. I really love it. It's really letting me know.
Yeah, I hear you.
I hear you perfect. So, okay, I'm going to put you back in. But what I'm saying, you guys, is something is going on. Maybe I need to change my internet. But when you hear the show again, it's going to come through clear, because you're coming through clear to me. Evidently, I'm coming through choppy to you. But don't hang up. Let's just keep going. Let's just keep fucking with it. Call in 657-383-0809. You know, I got a sale going on. This sale, two-for-one on anything you buy, is going to be going on. It's not like normal sale from this day to that day. I'm going to do this sale until I think I shouldn't do it. It might be a month. It might be 3 weeks. It might be 7 months. I don't know. But I'm going to keep it going. But if you wanted some avenue that's going to get you this shit, you better understand these sales of what's going on. And, you know, I do that shit to, you know, introduce my shit, you know, to let it be easier for people to get my shit. What's happening?
Yeah, man. So you was in your confidence course, you was talking about the arsenal and basically figuring out what kind of female she is by the pitch that you pitch. And I was kind of wondering if you could elaborate on that a little bit for me.
Well, I can. And listen, first and foremost, don't confuse what you hear, because you confuse two things. An arsenal is one thing, and figuring out where the bitch is coming from, not by your pitch, but by where you come from.
I'm talking about what kind of bitch she is.
I understand. When you say, I don't know if you know this, but when you say where a bitch is coming from, you're already figuring out what kind of bitch she is, because she can only come from where she is. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when I'm saying an arsenal, there's some lines that you put together, you know, that will allow you to see that when you're talking to a woman, that you're not wasting your time. And a lot of people don't understand the arsenal, because they think the arsenal is something that, you know, you shoot at the bitch. You do shoot it at the bitch, but you're not shooting it to shoot like you do bullets. You're shooting it to make her say something to you that's going to make you think that you should keep talking to her, because everything you say, she has to respond to. And if she responds to what you're saying, not exactly what you're responding in some form to let you know that she thinks it's a beautiful day. Even if it's not to your cup of tea responding, otherwise the best response would be the response to make you say, yeah, she hearing me. But she might say, shit, it's all right. You know, she might say something like that. That's not making you see it's a beautiful day, but that is showing you what to say next. Because what to say next is part of your arsenal. And what is the next thing you should say to her? If she said it's all right, then you said it's a beautiful day.
What was the last part she said?
It's all right.
No, what was the last part you said? You're talking kind of fast, man. It's kind of really hear you.
Okay, what I'm saying is, what is the next thing you should say when you say, it's a beautiful day, isn't it? And she say, this is all right. That's a response. Because what I'm saying is if you use it in your arsenal, then you ain't stuck on definitions. You understand that she's telling you right now what to say to her, what to get next to her, what to say to get next to her. What is she saying right now? Or what do you think? You can't be wrong, bro. You just tell me what you think.
I think basically she's saying that she's willing to continue the conversation.
Nah, man. Listen, she said that?
Yeah.
Don't the day have to be sunny, warm? I mean, whatever people constitute as a good day. Don't the day have to be like that for you to even say that?
You said what?
Bro, don't you think that the day, what's going on the day, for you to say, hey, girl, what's going on? It's a beautiful day. For you to say that, don't you think it has to be a beautiful day?
Yeah.
Okay. So listen to me and follow me. What I'm saying is, if the bitch come up, if you say it's a beautiful day, ain't it? And she starts talking about her car, or she starts talking about some other kind of bullshit thing, I'm gonna do it's a beautiful day. What is that telling you? She ain't listening to you.
That, right, right.
So what I'm saying is, if you say it's a beautiful day, she got to respond to something about the day being acceptable as beautiful for you to think that you should fuck with her. Do you understand that?
Okay.
No, you don't understand.
Yeah,
that's what's wrong with you guys. Well, this is wrong with you guys. You don't tell the truth. You need to tell the truth.
No, I get what you said. I get what you said. I just had a different interpretation of what you were saying.
No, what I'm saying is this. If it's my idea, who's right?
Right, and she responds to my idea, then she's willing to continue what's going on.
That's not what I was going to ask you. What I was going to ask you is if it's my idea about the shit, the arsenal, whose interpretation should you be trying to understand?
Mine. Well, she should be trying to understand mine.
No, I didn't ask you about her. I asked you about you. See, this is what's wrong with you guys. You don't listen. You don't understand what's being said. That's why you can't catch. Because if it's my idea, you should be trying to understand about what I'm talking about. Now, you may or may not accept what I'm talking about once you understand what I'm talking about, but you got to understand it before you can even accept it or not. Do you agree with that?
I can't even understand you, to be honest with you, man.
Is it because I'm coming in choppy, or is it because you can't even understand?
It's cars going by and you hella choppy. It's just kind of like I'm trying to hear what you're saying and interpret what you're saying at the same time. It's just kind of fucking me up.
Okay, man. What I'm going to say is this. I don't really want you to go through this. I want you to...
No.
Okay.
Did you talk about me understanding you or the bitch understanding me?
I'm using the words I'm talking about, and I'm talking about you understanding me, because we're talking.
Right, I thought you were speaking hypothetically.
Arsenal. Yes.
Okay.
We're talking about the arsenal. Do the bitch have the arsenal?
Hey, she might.
But fuck that. Do she or don't she?
Nah.
That's right. So I can't be talking about the bitch. I gotta be talking about me and you.
Right.
So, now that you understand what you just did was clear, even if it took all this time. See, this is what has to happen. You gotta clarify what's being said so you can understand this shit. You just have to do that. Hold on, this motherfucker said, try closing my other windows. And I don't know how you know this, but I got several windows open. I'm closing all of them motherfuckers because I want this shit to come through better. I'm closing everything, so y'all hold on. Okay, everything is closed except Blog Talk. And it may take a second to take effect if you do. But, bro, now that you understand that I'm talking about me and you, I want to...
Yeah.
Okay. And you're asking me the question, because I am the one that have the concept of an arsenal, right?
Correct.
So when you say, well, what is an arsenal about, man? And I start explaining it to you, don't you think it would be better for you to see or try to see what I'm saying as opposed to interpreting it?
Yeah, I can understand that.
So what I'm saying is you interpreting shit before you even understand shit. Therefore, you're missing the whole point of what we're saying because your interpretation is not what I'm saying. You understand that?
Right. Yeah, I get that.
Okay, bro. So I'm not saying you slow and take along all this time. I want you to know, man. But I want you to understand that you do this when you talk in the broads, man. You do the same shit you just did just now when you talk in the broads. Why? Because you don't want to think, man. You know, you want shit to just come to you. What I'm saying to you is all it took was a little thought as opposed to thinking. You just rather go for whatever came to your mind. Now, I hope you have grown. I hope these few minutes we spent talking, you have grown, and you have to understand that in order to be the motherfucker you want to be, you got to understand what's being said, and you have to break it down to where you can tear it apart if you want to tear it apart, because you don't really want to tear an arsenal apart, but you want to at least get the benefit of talking to me about an arsenal. Now, we go back to the arsenal. Part of the arsenal is saying, hey, girl, it's a beautiful day, ain't it? The arsenal is designed for you to say something that's going to make her say something. It doesn't have to be exactly what you're expecting her to say, but it has to be somewhere in the realm of what you're thinking she's going to say or should say for you to keep talking to her. Because that's
Yo, my manager bitching and shit, man. I got to go. But could you finish out what you saying, though, so I can listen back to it when I come back to it?
I'll finish it out for sure. Okay, I'm going to put you back in. But what I'm saying is that the arsenal is to show you if you should keep talking to the woman. The arsenal is not something you need to say, man, this has been a little better or not.
It's a tiny bit better, but it's still kind of choppy. But you could keep going, though.
Okay, yeah, it's still kind of choppy. All right, Sean, you know I love you, nigga. Yeah. Hey, so all you guys got to do is hit me up. I will send you all the free shit, the ABPs, the Alpha Male Rules, the Pledge, the motherfucking finals, and the 10 inexpensive things to do with women. I'll send that to you. You know, tonight, though, I really want to get into some more of what it takes for real men to live in the times that we're living in. We are suffering the most, just like politics is suffering Trump. I mean, hell of shit about Trump is cool as far as what I think about his platform. But there's so much shit that's not cool that it makes him, in my opinion, overall not cool. Because he keeps putting us in situations where we all can suffer based on him not wanting to diverse his motherfucking ass. Now, I'm not going to go into politics. I just said that we're living in time. What's up with you?
What's going on, Rosebud?
Hey, what's happening, man?
Ain't shit. When you're talking about, you say you're talking about how you got to realize that your thoughts is the best thing you got going for you. I was just thinking that, you know, definitely the thing is that's something that has to be proven to you. You have to prove that to yourself through making your thoughts actually manifest something for you that you can see where it's positive and good.
No, man, you put the horse before the cart. What you're saying makes sense. Listen, what you're saying makes sense if you put the cart where it's supposed to be. What I'm saying is, in order to believe that your thoughts are the best thing for you, you do have to see shit manifested. But how can you see that? Doubting that your thoughts are the best thing for you. Because once you doubt it, you're not going to try it. You got to believe it. And once you do it, you will see that your initial thoughts were the best thoughts for that situation. Because your initial thoughts are the only thoughts that's dealing with the situation in its entirety. Every other thought you have after your initial thought is taking this or that out of the equation that's going to make what you're thinking work. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Do you see what I'm saying?
And I definitely see what you say, because you know what you was talking about is something that I've been it's been running through my head like the last few days, and like I've been like looking at it and probing it and really trying to and see it from different angles. You see what I'm saying? So.
Okay, but wait. You said you seen what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And you just I don't see what you described as showing what you supposedly see. What I'm saying, so clarify.
No, it wasn't to describe what I saw. It was just letting you know that basically that I had been already like looking into the subject, and you brought it up. So and you gave me your position on what you were saying, and I definitely see what you were saying. So
okay,
good,
bro. Hey, listen, you know what I like about talking to you in these few minutes? You never felt challenged. All you felt was that you got to explain yourself when you do. And you came across as believing what you say, and I believe what you're saying. But you just got to remember everything you're hearing, everything that I'm saying can have an effect on it.
Yeah, well, you brought up, you're right. But I think also, like, what you said, I agree with just what you said. A lot of people make that distinction. But me, I'm always looking as the guy, like the person who is making those distinctions and want to like get to the, you know, and have those distinctions and have it, you know, and then and see what good it will have for me. Because I think what good it will do, once you can make those distinctions, you can actually have a pinpoint a direction,
bro. That's what we're talking about here. The whole crux of our conversation is not our conversation, but my show's. It's for you to be able to make a distinction in whatever is going on with you at that moment, with a woman or not, whatever, so that when you make a distinction, you can see where you need to go. That's the purpose of making the distinction.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be able to see what's going on so that you can make a distinction. But once that distinction is made, that's only information for you to make the next move distinction, which is what does it have to do with you? How are you going to handle it? You know, people stop at those various intervals. I don't want you to stop, and it's called critical thinking. When you have a thought, take it all the way. Don't take it just to where you can see it. Huh?
Yeah. No, well, to add on what you're saying on is basically what you and to go with that, even when you have the thought, because you have the information and you might use that information in a particular situation, but they don't stop there, because something, whatever you started with, whatever you used or got into, now the situation developed. So you're going to need more information or just use what you got as you go along.
Bro.
And as you go along, you acquire information as well.
Bro. I mean, that's dope, man. God damn it. I'm going to take a chance and say you don't have my shit. But what you're saying is what my fucking shit teaches. So I don't know what you got personally that's allowing you to see this. Clearly.
I got your shit.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah, I got them, man.
Well,
the whole
why
thing.
The fuck did you doubt any of this, what you're saying, then?
Why would I doubt? No, I'm not doubting it. I'm just discussing it. Are we just talking it out loud? I'm not doubting it.
Okay. I got you wrong then. Okay. Yeah. We just discussing the shit you're thinking.
Yeah. Because you brought up something on some shit that I was thinking, and I was like, all right, well, cool. Well, then I know it's something I can discuss and chop it up with him. You know what I'm saying? So.
Hey, man.
It is what it is.
Let me tell you, that was a good thought, and I'm glad you moved on it, but that was a wrong thought. I do not have to say something that you're thinking for you to bring it up. All you have to do is think it. And if you think it and you trust who you are, whether I'm talking about it or not, bring it up. Because once you bring it up, just as deeply as we got into it now, you know, that you thought I was thinking it, we would have gotten that deep in it if you would have just brought it up. Because the shit is real, what you're thinking. And this is all a part of confidence. You know, I don't need to hear you saying what I'm thinking before I'm going to bring up what I'm thinking, especially if I want to talk about it. And I'm not saying you're guilty of that. I'm not saying you're guilty of that.
Okay.
But it's the way you want to think. You don't want a motherfucker. You don't want a motherfucker to be saying some shit that make it okay for you to talk. If the motherfucker saying some shit that make it dangerous for you, not physically dangerous, but you know, make it hairy for you to talk. Go ahead. What?
But not to cut you. Not to cut you, but seriously though, because I don't want you to go so in on that. Because I just say like, yo, listen, it's just like, yo, you struck a note, something that I had already well looked into, and then you gave me your side, and I definitely appreciate your thoughts and what you're saying. So we went into it on a level, and we definitely, to me, like, opened certain insight and also went through some shit with that, and it goes with more. So I'm just saying, I'm just sharing, bro. It ain't nothing. I'm just sharing.
No, listen,
I take the time when I see an opportunity to share something, I'm going to take the opportunity.
Listen, man, let me say this. All right. I accept that. I accept everything you just said. And it's something you motherfuckers listening should understand. That's all you got to do. What he did just now, especially the last part of what he did, is all the motherfucker got to do. He saw that I was going in a little deeper than he even thought it was necessary on something, and he checked me. He ain't scared to check me because he's checking me with the truth. And what I do, he didn't know it, but he didn't say, I hope he say everything I said is okay. No, he just said that shit, he believed whatever he was saying, and he ran it by me, and goddammit, I understood it because I'm real. That's what's going to happen. Anytime you take the chance to press one, ask your question, it may very well, it don't sound like it was scary for this brother, but what I'm saying is it can be the scariest thing in the world for you. But I know, let's say I make a point, and I'm goddamn Rosebud, and it's like against your point, it got to be, you know, challenging for you to check me like this brother just did. He didn't look at the bullshit, you know, Rosebud, this guy, me, this guy. No, he looked at we men talking. And that's what I want. All right, Carly, you got anything else?
Nah, it's all good. Keep it rolling, my G.
All right, brother, for sure. So, most of the things that I be saying and most of the things that you have to say will be dealt with just like you.
Yo, bud, you there?
Yeah, I'm there. What's up?
Okay, it's Dre out of Tucson. I'm calling. Man, you just hit the nail right in the coffin. And I always revert back to what you say, how you got to keep a bitch off game, whether it's a broad that you talking to just on some regular fly shit, or, you know, you. I know this ain't your real talk or your with Rosebush. No, this is real talk. This ain't your down and dirty, but my perspective and what I caught from you, I want her impressed with what it is that I'm teaching her as opposed to my shit. I don't want her to look at my shit and confuse that to what it is, and I'm trying to relay in regards to my message to her. You get what I'm saying? And I think
hell
that a lot of motherfuckers.
Yeah. I fucking
and
get
I,
what
I,
you're saying, and I agree
yeah.
with what you're saying. But to clarify
and
a little better, it's not confusing. They don't confuse it. They mistakenly look at that shit. They don't confuse the shit. They mistakenly look at the shit, and they surmise, this dude got a Mercedes, this dude got that, you know, I could live high on the hog. They do
right.
that. No, this dude got a Mercedes.
Hey, fuck that, yeah.
That. He's still going to make me be the bitch that's supposed to be around a motherfucker like that. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And one of the things I noticed about out here on the West, because I'm from Detroit originally, but one of the things I love about out here on the West that is that you got to catch a bitch with game out here. You should be catching any bitch with game just off rip, but especially out here on the West, because like you just said, if you're driving a Mercedes with a bitch got a Cadillac, I mean, if she halfway about something, and even if she don't, they just more or less are impressed with what it is that you have to say to them as opposed to your shit. Whereas back East, you know, motherfucker get a sound system in a truck or You know, he riding on some big-ass rims, and you can catch a bitch like that. But to me, in my opinion, that's not a fair catch because she going to be impressed with your shit as opposed to the shit that you saying to her. And I'm always concentrating on, you know, fuck the pussy, fuck, you know what I'm saying, whatever the case may be. I want her impressed with me before anything. I got to have it my way. That's just my
mentality. All right, hold up. Let me show you where you're wrong. Because let's say you got the big wheels, you got the sound system, and you're in Detroit. And you pull up on the bitch and she see this shit and she all impressed with it. Woo-woo. At that point, it's on you. And if you rely on that shit impressing her, fine. But if you're in Detroit and you're a motherfucker like me, you get shit and you call them tools. You can get them wheels. You can get this car. You can get this sound system. And they're tools. And there are tools to make you be able to work your shit. So what I'm saying is if the tool that I bought caught the bitch's attention, then it's on me if I think the tool is going to catch the bitch. Otherwise, she looked at my wheels and I show your credit cards or you want to show her some old materialistic shit, you a fool. But if you a motherfucker like me and you know that this materialistic shit caught this bitch, and you saying to yourself, as soon as she get in the car, you know, you already know the materialistic shit caught her. Now you're finna let her see you. This material shit ain't shit, bitch. Woo-woo. And whatever you say, I'm saying you let her know it. And then you take it off the material shit, because even when it's a materialistic bitch, if you identify her as such and let her see you ain't that motherfucker, do you want to fuck with me? What's the difference? Your tools work. That's why you buy tools. Any motherfucking journeyman buys the correct tools to get the job done. You know what I'm saying? So if getting big wheels or a stereo system is the correct tool to catch bitches, that don't mean that's where you stop. You just know you bought the right tools. You feel me?
Okay, so basically keep the tools, but flip the game if that's what you notice that the bitch is more susceptible to.
You motherfucking right, because motherfuckers go for what they see, and you want them to see what they want in you, but you don't want to be trapped by what you show her. You want to be able to show her what you show her and hella most shit. That's why when what you show her catch her, unless it's otherwise, if you been this suave, you know, motherfucker, and the bitch see this shit and that catch her, you don't want to change her from that. You want to let that shit keep her. But if you know you're talking shit and you got this loud stereo system, she come over here talking about your beat and you say blah, 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 you know, she in the materialistic shit. So you catch her, let that shit catch her, but then when she gets to talking to you, you turn that shit down almost all. Let her know I ain't trying to let you hear that shit. You know, I'm make her into you or get into you. And then when she's into you, you turn that shit back up. Now, she's into a motherfucker with the beat. You know what I'm saying?
Totally got you. Totally got you.
Okay.
Yeah, man, but I'm going to keep listening to the show, man. That was some good game that you just schooled me in. You know, just
hey,
totally
hey,
just flipped the script.
That's what I do. That's all I do. That's what I profess. That's all I profess. And for a motherfucker like you to get it, I'm happy. That makes me
appreciate
happy.
Appreciate it, bud.
For sure. Hey, 917-478, what's up with you? 917-478-4377, what's up? Man, I hear you.
Yo,
there. Do you have, there you go, what's up?
Yeah, Rosebud, what up, baby?
I got you, what's happening?
I'm chilling, baby. I'm just listening to the show, man. I'm digging. I actually found out about you 2 weeks ago. And I'm just loving the game that you're picking up, man, because to me, the game, what the game is all about, honestly, and I know you don't go too much on this show, but to me, I always look at pimping as a way of becoming God, man. And to me, the mentality, if you look up, like, Christianity and pimping, and if you align with the sayings of Jesus, whether you believe it or not, it coincides with the game identically, man. I always could see that shit even as a kid.
I think your opinion is wrong. What I'm saying is I've heard this shit and I, you know, don't agree with it. Because what they're talking about is a particular idol which is God, that they praise. You are not a God, but your game is God-like. And if a bitch starts seeing you as a God-like person, otherwise a person that they can follow and believe in, then fine. You can make the analogy of Christianity in the game, but you have to be very careful because it's not the same. There's an idol that they're worshiping in the game, in religion. But in the game, the idol is a pimp, not you. Otherwise, it could be another motherfucker. It could be whoever. In religion, there cannot be another person. It's God. You know, you have to believe in God and what God does. As God-like, meaning they're following and believing everything you're saying, you don't have to be the only one saying that shit. Do you understand that?
Yeah, of course. I'm speaking from the perspective of a mentality, not in a sense of worshiping something outside of you.
What is worshiping if it's not your mentality?
Say that one more time. Well, that's correct. What I'm saying is you would have to have a certain mentality to worship something.
Stop. If that's correct, then what you said was wrong. Right or wrong?
Not necessarily. I wouldn't put in the
sense
of right or wrong.
I said you're wrong. Just stop right there. See, this, you guys are listening, this is what I be talking about. You want to make what you say right. You want to think what you say. You want to think of things to make what you say right. You can do that. If you look for it, you will find it. If you're looking to make what you're thinking right, there's going to be hella ways for you to see that it's right. But at the end of the day, you're going to be where you're at now, having questions, because you didn't really accept the truth. And you didn't really deal with the truth. You dealt with alternative facts. And those alternative facts are the facts you make to make what you're thinking seem to be right. And you think that you're looking for the right answer because you didn't say what you're thinking is right. But everything you're thinking is to make what you're saying right. And until something you think says what I'm thinking is right, you won't actually accept it. But there is going to come a point when you accept that as right. In the end, you're still going to be wrong, period, because you started off wrong. If you think something, then what you think is it. There's no alternatives. What I'm saying is if you think going up is it, and you start going everything through to make it it, because I believe that you know more about yourself than I could ever know. And I believe your innate ability is self-preservation. You got the phone ringing in the background?
Definitely.
Turn it off. Turn that shit off or get on it or whatever. I don't care. It's up to you, but I can't have it on my show. So what I'm saying is your innate ability will make you think self-preservation. So everything you think initially off the top of your head is damn near the right thing to think. It's just when you start thinking about it, is when you start adjusting, and that's when you become uncertain. I swear to God, I try. I mean, it's not 100%, but it's like 95 at least. I try to never second-guess myself about some shit that's going on as far as they go. If I do second-guess myself, I second-guess myself so I can see what I'm thinking, but I never change from what my initial thought, unless second guessing really shows me something that I need to change from. You understand what I'm saying? Nine-one-seven, are you there? Okay.
To respond to what the brother before this 917 that just called, the brother before that who was saying the stuff about the East Coast girls responding to the material stuff, it's true. You'll get their attention quicker with the material stuff, and the West Coast girls, the conversation will get the attention quicker, but it don't matter, though. It's just what really matters is the person who owns all that stuff. You know, what you want to get them in the who you are and what you talking about. So if you can't get their attention.
You're not wrong in what you're saying. You're not wrong. But there's one thing that I don't understand. What makes you East Coast motherfucker thinks that a West Coast bitch don't do the same thing the East Coast bitch do.
Well, when I went out to the West Coast, they was listening to everything I had to say. So even if I said some stupid shit, they'll at least hear me out. An East Coast bitch will spin on you real fast. She'll spin. If you say the wrong thing, she's going to walk away from you.
Okay, that could be true. That could be true. I ain't going to say that that's not true.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is material shit matters to any bitch, wherever they are. Now, how you handle your material shit is may vary from coast to coast or whatever. But what I'm saying is there is no way a motherfucker that look like he ain't got shit is going to fuck with a West Coast bitch. There's no way.
It depends.
No.
It depends.
It doesn't.
Come on.
What I'm saying is, I'm not saying there's no way a motherfucker that ain't got shit can catch a West Coast.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm saying there's no way a motherfucker that ain't got shit, a West Coast bitch, would fuck with him.
Well, could you clarify that? I don't understand the difference. I didn't understand.
I know
said.
Because that's a big difference to you. Otherwise, if you ain't about the shit you got, then you can be a motherfucker like my partner. Just got lots of pen and sitting on the bus stop and got whatever dollars in his pocket and catch a bitch and start pimping like a motherfucker. But if you're a motherfucker that need that kind of shit, you know, you'll wait till you're in a position to catch. That's different.
Okay. Yeah, I get it.
You can't wait until you're in position to catch. You got to catch.
No, you got to go now. You got to go
and
now.
Get in position, and that's the case.
Correct. And she'll help you get in position.
She don't do shit to help, just catching her will help you get in position.
Just her being beside you is enough. That's enough to start with.
So what I'm trying to say... What I'm trying to say to all you guys that's listening is that this shit is deeper than what you've allowed it to be in your life. You know, the shit is much deeper than how you see it. The way we see it, people like us, is to infinity. And the way the guys, most of the guys that listen to this show, is a finite type way they see it. There is a beginning and an end. Whereas, let's say it's 10 steps, they need to get to the 10th step before they feel they have gotten it all. But dudes, man, I got these fucking hiccups, excuse me. Dudes like us, we get to, if it's 10 steps, we get to step 6. And we start seeing step 10 can't be the end, and we're looking for other shit.
Correct.
So we get to 7 and 8, and we still know it's 10, but we get sharper and sharper. And once we get to 10, even though we've gotten to the top, we don't stop.
It's new heights. You got new goals
sharper.
Right now.
We ain't know we got to the top. We thinking we at the top, but we didn't get to the top. And that keeps us going. That keeps us trying to come up with more shit to get sharper on, because the only finite thing in life, something that's never going to change for the next 300 years, is math. Math is the only thing that won't change. Everything else is going to change. And if you understand that, you can understand, you can think a certain way, and you can accept that there's only 10 steps, and you can know that when you get to the 10th step that you're at the fucking top. But then at that point, you're going to start thinking, since I'm at the top, I can think of something else. And you're going to start thinking it. Because you're at the top. And you're going to find that there's an 11th step, there's a 12th step, there's a 13th step, and none of that is mentioned. Because that's the shit that the real motherfuckers discover. The other shit is the shit that people can learn to discover. People can find different ways to show that they're at this point. But when you start getting to one to 10 and you're at 10 and you start getting to 11 and 12 and 13, people don't know that shit. Only you, or if that's the case, motherfuckers like you know that. And it's not for people. It's for motherfuckers that can believe leaders, if that's the case. And that's what we I try to teach, because we all are about
people
being
on
leaders.
That level, yeah.
We're correct. Not being followers.
Correct. Well, look at this, right? Like, everything on this show is always talking about being proactive and killing, you know, you only thing you eat is the stuff you go out and get. So it's like you're not just settling for some attention. You know, you want full attention. If you ain't getting full attention, or if they not following where you going, then you don't even want to eat it. You know, they could go to hell. I was gonna press it earlier when you was talking about the people being raised by their mother. You gotta realize that a lot of the stuff that your mother tell you is fear based. They want to keep you safe, and they don't want you to be out there being a monster. But it's more beneficial for you to be out there and challenge shit. Like some stuff can get you in trouble, can get you hurt, but you gotta push it. That's part of being a man. Like all that fear.
You know what?
Shit is
you know what was moms? Moms not
what's
that safe. Dads are. Moms are totally, and they don't mean it, but they're protecting women. Otherwise, whatever didn't work with pops, this is like a men do it. I mean, it could be a situation to where mom's having a situation that didn't work out, blah blah blah. But she don't see it like that. She sees it as men do it. So as she grows a child of a boy, she makes sure through different things that she thinks men do, that boy don't get to experience freely. You got to sneak it and experience it. And at the same time, moms make you empathize with women, because this is your mother. There's no way that you're not going to put yourself in her place. Otherwise, she's working by herself. She'd be struggling hard to take care of your knucklehead ass and your brother and your sister. You're going to put yourself in her place. But that's not what a man's supposed to do. A man is supposed to sympathize, not empathize. You sympathize by understanding the struggle that she sends her through. And you try to alleviate it, as a man would do. But if you sympathize, you can't do nothing to go through it with her. I mean, excuse me, if you empathize, you can't do nothing to go through it with her, which is what sons do with their mothers. Whereas with the father, if he's there, he don't say this shit, but just him being there, the son separates how he sees shit. Because he don't see it, he's not looking at it in a protective type way. Otherwise, you're 6 years
perspective.
Old. Yeah, you're 6 years old, and you know mom's by herself. You still, no matter how young you are, you still old enough. Mom got it hard as fuck, and you ain't gonna let her go through shit. You know, you gonna do whatever you can. But let's say you're 6 years old and pop's there, same shit going on. You don't even see it, because pop's there. Pop's gonna handle that shit. You know, you just looking at whatever a kid is looking at. That's the difference, man. That's a really important big difference. I'm not saying in any way that women are not responsible or whatever, 100, when it comes to raising their boys. But what I'm saying, let me tell you something. You know, I'm a dude that raised his daughter. And I was, when she got 11 years old and, you know, started asking shit, man, I was quick to, you know, I don't know what the hell are you talking about, you know, sitting her through her auntie or whatever. See, you cannot find a woman that don't think she knows what a boy is talking about. Well, mom, what the fuck, she's going to answer it? She's going to, it ain't about, I don't know that because I ain't a man. But what I'm saying is, I know several other motherfucking dudes that raised their daughters that felt the same fucking way.
And I'm the same way.
I'm saying most dudes readily accept that they cannot show a girl how to be a girl. But there is absolutely no woman that don't think she can show a boy how to be a man.
Correct.
And that's the problem.
Correct.
That's
correct.
The problem right there, Sean. Sean,
correct.
Motherfucker, one day I'm going to get you, man. We're going to have to co-host, man, because, you know, you got a lot of shit going on with you, but I hate your motherfucking ass because you've been fucking with me so long. People would think you're repeating what I say, but you're not, man. You repeat what you learn. You repeat what you experience. You're saying what you seem to be true. But there's so much of what I'm saying, motherfucker.
Nah.
Not enough.
No, when you start, when you... When, when you start seeing it, and a lot of listeners do be seeing it. When you start seeing it, you'll see how real it is. Other than that, it's just like words. It's just like entertainment. When you start seeing this shit in real life, then you'll be like, "Oh, that's what he was talking about." That shit is crazy, man.
Hey, Sean, I told you everything is kind of correct. But you never see it. You experience it. You start using the shit. And then you say, oh, that's what it's talking about. Because it'll never happen, and you'll just see it without actually using the information that you've heard. Because it didn't happen like that for you. You had to use every bit of what you were thinking for it to actually manifest into what you think now.
No, what I was saying was, like, if a person does this, the reason they're doing it is because of this, then as soon as they pull it in front of your face, then you'll kind of be like, oh, okay, this is what he was talking about. That's what I was talking about as far as seeing it. But, yeah, you do experience it. You got to.
Yes,
sir.
And what I'm saying is I don't care how fine of a detail you just – or what do you call it, how fine of a – whatever you just call it, motherfucker. Hey, it all boils down to what I'm saying. You got to use this shit. You got to use
it.
You have to put this information to use, or it's going to sound good. It may or may not work because of something you're thinking and see it. But unless you purposely use it, this is what you guys got to really understand. You have to purposely do what we're talking about. You got to tell yourself whatever you tell yourself to do it and take a chance. And you got to do it. When you do that shit, this is when the shit we're talking about really works. Ain't that what you have to do?
Yes, correct. And it made me feel it.
And when you did it, didn't you feel it?
Yeah, no, I said it made me fearless. It made me fearless.
Oh, fearless, okay.
Yeah,
hey,
correct.
Okay.
Correct.
All right, I'm putting you back in, man. All right,
yes,
you guys,
sir.
Listen. Right now we have a good show, you know, and don't look at the time. Instead, we only got 20 minutes, but we really got 50 because I fucked around and made it for 90 minutes instead of 120. So let's just keep rolling. If you guys, you know, really understand that what's going on with you,
Rosebud, I want to ask you a question. I heard you talk about before that the game has always looked out for you. How would you define the game? Like, what is the game in and of itself?
Okay, bro. First and foremost, do you work? Yes. Okay. What is your job? I don't know. What I'm saying is this: you can say the game is working. I'm saying, when I say the game is looked out for me, I'm saying since I profess to have been a pimp, the game I'm talking about is pimping. But the game, as far as what I'm talking about, is not limited to pimping. If you want to limit it to that, then that's what you're going to get. But what I'm saying is this. The game is always looked out for me. Otherwise, I have always had hoes. I've always been a leader of those hoes. And what I'm saying is I wasn't really a dude to be having jobs for my income. So here I am, 65 years old. Here I am fucking doing everything I'm doing. But what's happening is I'm still living. I'm not doing anything other than what I wanted to do. Other than what I'm saying is here I am on my radio shows. What do I talk about? Man shit, game shit. So what I'm saying is the avenue that I got is not the avenue that every motherfucker that's been in the game is going to get, but it's the avenue that worked for me. It's the avenue that since I was the kind of guy that I am that made all these statements, and then I get the radio show that's about the statements I make. That's the game. This game providing for me. The game is inanimate, so it can't think. But what I'm saying is if I would have stopped thinking when I stopped pimping, then maybe I wouldn't be looked out for right now. But I kept thinking. And I kept trying to be whatever. And the game led me to here. You understand what I'm saying? I wrote books. I had jobs. I did all kind of shit to get here. And I'm not saying when you got a job and you've been in the game, you know, you were blue, 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 you got a job, now you ain't in the game. No, the job is part of being in the game. And you have to use it for what it is usable for. So the job showed me how corporate America works. It showed me that I could deal in corporate America. It showed me there's several things that you got to take and accept and swallow that I wasn't willing to swallow. That's why at the height of my motherfucking career, as far as a square, at a job supervising, they used to call me, "Hey, dude, I'm very serious about this." I'm sure you guys heard of that series that was called MacGyver. He could just do shit, make shit out of nothing and make it happen. They used to call me Blood Guyver, the Black MacGyver, because they used to send me places motherfuckers would not go because they don't want to be responsible for fixing this shit. But I would go, and I knew that if I didn't know, I wasn't scared to learn. So fuck it. Everybody that ain't going, they ain't really negative to the company. But the motherfucker that go and fix his shit, oh, you the shit to the company. But I became the shit. And they would send me places to do shit because, you know, the company I worked for, they was a subcontractor of Coca-Cola. And Coca-Cola is contracted to fucking McDonald's. And McDonald's is the most successful fucking chain of shit in the world. And it was only 63 motherfuckers that was able to do what I did. And we had to service 32,000 McDonald's. And we would go to different, except for I didn't go to different countries. Some of those other motherfuckers would go to different countries. But anywhere in the United States, I was going, they fly me, I go in there, look at their system, you know, find out what's wrong, fix it, woo, woo, woo. Now, what I'm saying, why I said all that, is because being a motherfucker like me don't mean that you don't want to do shit, you don't accept challenges about working. It means that you're not going to let shit whoop you. That's all being a guy like me means. Being a dude like me means no matter what the fuck it is, it's not going to stop me. Other than that, everything else has to go along with what you're saying. So as long as it's going along with what you're saying, you ain't got no problems. But to be a guy like me, you ain't had no problems for this amount of time, blah, 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 and now you have a problem. You ain't, dude, I'm not going to tell my boss when I was working that I can't do it. I'm going to tell him that it's some difficulties, and I'm going to see, blah, 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 and I'll call you back and let you know what I found out, blah, blah, blah. But by the second or third callback, I didn't fix it because I know they use my motherfucking resources, Coca-Cola, a senior tech, all this motherfucking shit. I'm not going to be worried because, listen, it's something that none of you motherfuckers know about fast food. They don't make money on the food. They make money on the sodas. Every fast food establishment makes their money on the sodas. And they fucking want that shit right. So all you do is want a Coca-Cola and press the button and Coca-Cola come out. But what you don't know is in the back there's a big box, hooked up to a pump, hooked up to a certain amount of pressure. They got a whole bunch of goddamn CO2 going into the water to make the water soda. And all this shit coming out got to end up right at the fountain when you press that button. I fixed all that shit. I used to travel, fix all that shit. Motherfucking everything can go wrong. A carbonator, a motherfucking research pump, any of that shit can go wrong. Installation could be bad. And if the temperature is off, you got to know what the fuck is off so that you can fix it so that these motherfuckers can keep selling cold products. I mean, shit. What I'm saying is I learned the dedication to be able to do that shit from being a pimp, from being a motherfucker that wouldn't let no bitch tell me no. I don't give a fuck what you say, motherfucker. If you talking to me, you ain't gonna tell me no. The only way you gonna tell me no is if you say no and leave. If you say no and stay there, I'm gonna change your motherfucking mind and I'm gonna catch your motherfucking ass. And if the bitch left, I'm not gonna try to even, you you know, chase her. Fuck you, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you leaving. Like, I'm glad she left. Keep me out of it. That's my arsenal. The bitch, if I say this, that, the bitch can't follow me tonight a certain way, she gone. Hurry up and get the fuck out of here. And if it's a club, and it's early, I still have to get you a drink. You understand what I'm saying to you, bro?
Yeah, I get you, family.
Okay, man. You got anything else?
That's it. About to think you can put me back in.
For sure. Okay. See, the only tool a real motherfucker needs is the knowledge that he has of his motherfucking self. That's the only tool you really fucking need. You know, once you're fully aware of who you are and what you actually want, you're going to have more powerful, you're going to have a more powerful presence when you're speaking with a woman. Now, here's the question that you need to ask your goddamn self. Are you trying to go with the design of what it takes to have a woman? Or are you winging it every time you approach a woman? Because there's a particular design. Back on, or did I, is this from last time, or did I, you there, you got a question? Okay, maybe not, he was already there. See, so, just call into the show. Motherfuckers, call into the show. Let me hear what you're thinking. Let me hear what you're feeling. I ain't gonna bite your goddamn head off, but I am gonna be direct and true. You know, the call-in number is 657-383-0809. You know, call in. A lot of you motherfuckers know there's something missing in the way you get at women, and most of you think it's fear. And it really is. But it's not the fear that you think it is. You motherfuckers are afraid of her rejecting you, which is what consciously is on your mind. But your motherfucking real fear is you don't know shit about yourself. That you can't tell her anything that's going to make her really like you. You can't show her shit that's going to interest her. So you have to talk shit. For 7, what's up with you? 646. What's happening, man? First name.
What's good, man? It's Alonzo from Toronto calling back.
What's up, man?
You hear me?
Yeah.
Yo, man. Yo, I know you told me to hit you. You know you told me to hit you up, man, but I was lagging on that shit. I was gonna wait till I could actually come correct until I hit your email, you know? But you'll see when I hit you on the email and shit. But, the last thing you said was keto. Like, the whole thing about being able to just communicate, like, progressive things that's going on in your life and so on and so forth. Because, like, you know, chicks don't really get attracted by dudes that is, like, kind of slouchy or don't really have ambition. Actually, let me flip that shit. I found that chicks are more attracted to me whenever I start letting them know my ambitions and shit, because I once heard that God made chicks, or God, whatever you want to call it, made chicks a certain way that they want to be an assistance to whatever a man is doing. And I remember one time a little while ago, man, actually like last year sometime, you said, hey, man, you know, every time you talk to a chick, make her do little shit for you. So I was like, yo, man, you know, I'll make sure the cashier bags my groceries and shit like that. So I made a habit of doing that. But then as my requests and shit started progressing to more shit, I realized that by intertwining making chicks do things for me with, you know, letting them know what my goals are and, like, aspirations and shit like that, man, they get all googly-eyed and shit, and then, like, they just go for you, man, you know?
And let me tell you something.
I just wanted to say that. Like,
let me tell you something. I believe what you're saying, but you're saying it and believing in it wrong. Because what I'm saying is this, you ask them to do little insignificant things, bag of groceries, do this, wash your clothes, blah, blah, blah. Who gives a fuck about that shit?
I didn't want to brag.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, like, I don't want to brag, man, but it's like I've been getting chicks to do things for me and shit that's been
like
helping
what?
Me quite a bit, you know. And it
like what?
Well, I just helping me acquire shit, man. You know.
Stop right there.
Like things
stop
I need
right
done.
There. Stop right there. Let's say you said, man, I had this broad motherfucking dude pay my rent and blah blah blah, blah blah blah, and unless that bitch is listening. Who the fuck will know who you talking about? Only you.
Ooh.
Only you.
Right.
So what I'm saying is if you don't say her name, no motherfucker is going to know who you talking about. So all that talking
right.
in cold, you know, if I did all you, fuck that, man. You going to either talk to me or not. Because what I'm saying is you need to, if you want to protect a bitch that ain't even known, so you just...
Oh, it ain't that,
stuff.
Man. It ain't that. It's just... It
well,
ain't that, man. It's just,
trying,
I didn't actually think about what I was going
to
say before I called, but I hear what you're saying, though.
What am I saying?
Well, nigga, know what the fuck you're going to say before you say it. And,
not only that,
you know,
but
don't
quit
be scared to say what
me,
the fuck
man.
You're going to say.
Yeah, quit bullshitting me, man. So what I'm saying is I want to help. Now, what made you actually press one? What is it that you really want to know about?
Oh, just to chime in and just, you know, give input on what you were saying.
No,
you know?
Man, I
want to
know.
How...
I want to know something going on with you that made you want to chime in. Because you're not going to just want to chime in because you want to chime in. You're going to want to chime in because I said something that kind of touched wherever, you know, could be going on with you. And you just want to chime in. I ain't mad at you, man. I love it.
Right.
I
well,
just
right. That's what I'm saying, though. Because you were talking about how, you were talking about how, you know, a chick, like, fuck, man, I lost my train of thought and shit. But, no, like, basically what I just said, man, you know, like, telling chicks about your aspirations and shit, and then all of a sudden you realize, like, the more you realize how important it is for you to, you know, stay serious about your goals and shit, they see that shit, then they want to get involved in things like that, you know? Like, for instance,
right.
they'll buy some shit from Home Depot that you need to build something or, you know what I'm saying, pick up a hacksaw or go get a car or whatever is needed to help you accomplish what you need to accomplish, you know.
Hey, look, you kind of know, I could tell from what you're saying, you know what I'm talking about, but you probably don't know
yeah.
where I'm coming from. And what I'm saying is, you know, you don't tell bitches your aspirations. You don't just start telling bitches what you want to do. You let bitches... make you, otherwise you make them think that they're making you tell them something that's personal to you. You don't just tell them your aspiration. You don't tell them what you're doing and expect them to do it. You tell them something like, damn, baby, you know, I'm a motherfucker. No, listen. You tell them something like, I'm a motherfucker. You know, I'll be riding. You know, I be riding down the street and I see shit and I think something about it and I write about it. And you know what? I actually wrote a book. And I wrote this book and I'm at the point to where I want, excuse me, where I want it published, but I'm, you know, whatever, I can't really make this last move. But still, you ain't telling her that to make her volunteer shit. You're just telling her about your shit. And once you tell her you at a point... Excuse me, man, I got these hiccups. You're at a point where she can help. The last thing you do is ask her about it. You just right. tell her how it's got you in a standstill type position, and I'm not, you know, really, and I don't really care because I'm going to be a motherfucker, blah, 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 whatever you say. And that bitch will offer. She'll offer to get your, what do you actually need? And you say, well, shit, man, I need these graphics, and I actually need the first 300 of these fucking books done. Then that's going to take X amount of dollars, and whoop. And you're telling her about the shit.
Yeah.
And then before she can say shit, you start telling her about something totally different. You know, because you don't want her to respond to what you done dropped in her head right now. You want her to think about the shit while she's thinking about some more shit so she can see what's important. Because she's always going to be thinking about more than the shit you're talking about. So something's got to come to
right.
the forefront. And when she say, well, look, I don't want to talk about that. What about your books and whatever you're doing?
Well, goddamn. Then right. You know she's interested in helping.
She's into your shit, yeah.
Yeah. Then you know that you let the bitch know.
Oh, fuck.
I just want... what I'm saying is how to play, man.
Yeah. You know what's crazy, man? I was just about to ask you, like, what's the difference between coming out like, yo, bitch, I need this hacksaw to cut some shit, and then as opposed to just you running some shit by her, and then she just volunteers.
Hey,
like, you're finding out,
hacksaw,
like, how much into
what you're talking about, she is.
Bro,
if you need the hacksaw, huh? Hey, this is the hacksaw to do this. Well, you ain't getting it. But if you tell her how you've been rolling, you've been having your goddamn business, you know, come up, you've been doing shit, and a motherfucker that can do shit with the right tools is a better motherfucker, and I goddamn need a hacksaw, and I fucking can't get it, goddamn it, bitch. You know, and you start talking about all kind of shit, you know, woo-woo, that bitch gonna, when she say, well, what do you need to get it? That's when you don't even tell her what you need. You just say, nah, baby, it ain't even about that. You know, it's just about, you know, I'm trying to be a motherfucker on my own. I'm trying to do my shit, woo, woo, woo. And, you know, the hacksaw would make it much easier for me to do this, woo, woo, woo. And then when the bitch say, but what do you need to get it? What the fuck you mean what I need to get it? I need $300 to get it, and the $300 to get woo, 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 blah, blah, blah. You tell them what it'll get. And you say, but don't worry about it, baby, because I'm going to get it. But the bitch here's what you need. And if she's a bitch that you want to fuck with, she's going to make a way for you to get it. And she's going to either say right then, she's going to say right then, or she's going to call you later and tell you that, you know what, I'll get the hacksaw for you if you can, like, woo-woo, whatever she say. Anything she says except paying her back, you go for. Because what I'm saying is if she says pay you back,
No, I was going to ask, like, what's the difference? Because, like, she got me a hacksaw anyway. Without me putting in a buyer, how you said it, but there's something different in what you're saying, man. And I can't really, like, I'm trying to figure out, like, what it
what
is.
What did you
I
do when
really
you got the hacksaw? What did you do when you got the hacksaw?
Oh, I just thanked her for it and shit, then used it for what I needed it for.
You didn't tell her what she did for you.
Oh, yeah, all that shit. I appreciate what you're doing.
But did you tell her you not paying her back whatever amount of money that it is?
No.
Did you make
her
think?
I didn't say I was
going to
pay her back.
Hold on. Did you make her think or even feel that you was going to pay her back? Or did she make you think she was loaning you something?
I highly fucking doubt it, because I didn't hint at none of that shit. Because I was on some shit like, look, like you fucking with me, so everything you do is adding to me, so you're a part of me, etc., you know?
Okay, so what I'm saying is, the way you're missing what I'm saying. Although you've done the things, what I'm saying you should do, you guys are so scary. You're supposed to tell her, look, if you're trying to get me to pay you back for this shit, take this shit back, because I ain't finna pay you back, because I ain't making money like that. But what I am doing is looking for motherfuckers that want to help me win. And if that's what you're trying to do, and you donating or however the fuck you say it, you know, you this to me, then fine. And that bitch will tell you, I'm donating it. Do you see the game in that?
Yeah, definitely, because it's like a for sure thing, man. It's showing that she's doing it because she's lit,
It got something to do with bitches will give you shit and want to take it back.
Oh, okay.
Soon as you fall out, the bitch want to take the shit back.
Oh, okay.
But if you made that bitch understand that she's donating or whatever the fuck you want to call it to my cause, fine, and when I accept it, I don't owe you shit for it. And you're supposed to tell her, I don't owe you shit for it. And if you want to give it to me, fine, I'm going to accept it. But if you're talking about giving it to me with some strings attached, blah, 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 you know, if you don't say shit like that, the bitch don't believe you a motherfucker.
Yeah, okay.
It's
like you're putting all the cards on the table and shit without insinuating or just assuming shit. It's like you're just letting it all out.
Hey, you putting
like
all
you're
the
putting
cards
everything
the
out
table.
There instead of just fucking...
You putting all the cards on the table so she can tell you where to go after you've done that.
because the average motherfucker right. put his cards on the table and waiting for something to show him he did the right thing.
Right.
And that's what we got to be doing. We got to put all the cards on the table. Let the bitch know you ain't buying me. You ain't got no more action at me. You ain't got shit. You just heard what I was saying and you trying to help me. Is that where you coming from? And the bitch going to feel like a knucklehead to say, no, that ain't where I'm coming from. I'm trying to hook you into.
Right.
No, she going to say everything that you need to hear. And then you clarify. Otherwise, you saying you doing this shit because you feel what I'm talking about and you just want to help. And she going to say, yeah. And then you cap it off.
Right.
See, that's the kind of woman that I could get into. Whether you get into her or not, you know, let's say 3 months down the line, y'all fall out. She ain't going to want to take none of her shit back.
Right.
She gonna be totally understanding that she wanted to do it because of where y'all was at. And that's how you play.
Right.
Hey.
See, that's the shit I was saying that I was missing and shit. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
So what I'm telling you is you got to understand how this game goes. And you got to understand the value of this goddamn show has for you. The only way this show is going to work for you is when you come real. You just don't hold nothing back. You bring some shit out so you can tell it to me the way it's coming to you. And then I deal with that. So whatever I come up with is going to be with what you're actually dealing with, bro. It ain't going to be a version of what you're dealing with. It's going to be with what you actually dealing with. I don't have to be right, but believe me, if you listen to me, motherfucker, you're going to win. I don't give a fuck if you're an SA. I don't give a fuck if you're Iranian. I don't give a fuck if you're Arab. I don't give a fuck if you're black. I don't give a fuck if you're white. If you listen to me and you do what men do in situations with women, there is no color. There is no barrier. The only thing is about as far as what's going to win, come out in your favor, is being a man. And you just have to know how to do that.
Man, you know what's wild too, man? I didn't even realize that I had that question in the back of my head and shit. Until actually just kicking it with you like that too, man. I think that's what's huge about just calling and be able to kick it with you about this shit.
You understand what I'm saying? That's why you need to press one. Because you don't even know what's going to come up when we start talking. Because we being real.
You know,
at one
you know
time,
what's funny
really,
too?
Huh? What's that?
You know what's funny too, man? I was talking to my homie about this same shit. Like, yo, man, you know, if a bitch really down for you, she'll just do shit for you. And then this nigga's like, no, man, but you, man, any bitch that did shit for me, man, I paid her back for that shit. And in my mind, I was like, man, hold on, man. If you gotta pay the bitch back, she ain't really fucking with you.
Right.
Like,
we on the Ass Rosebud show, but we talking some man shit. And if the bitch doing something for you, you don't owe her shit because you're doing something for her. That's why
she did it
for
you,
Exactly, man.
Yeah.
And we got to understand that, bro. Listen, one thing you did. Well, shit, a couple of you guys did it tonight. You just stood up for what you were saying. You stood up for where you was coming from. Although I said this was wrong, that was wrong, woo woo woo, but you understand about what the fuck you was talking about. You don't understand about what the fuck we were talking about as far as this show. You got on here, you personalized this shit, and we talked about some shit, even though it was for the majority of motherfuckers, you took what we was talking about personally. And I just hope like hell, which you're going to come on here next week and tell me, because you didn't fucking did the shit, whatever the fuck, because this shit works. Believe me, it works. I am living it. I'm 65. I ain't working. I ain't got no big-ass fucking retirement because I ain't had no jobs. I got a retirement because I ain't scared of working, but shit, I ain't got no fucking retirement taking care of me. And all this shit fucking Trump and whatever talking about how it's going to fuck people my age up, I don't give a fuck about that shit. I mean, I listen to it. I listen to that shit, but I ain't hearing about that shit, man. You know, I'm using my thoughts.
Man, how many fucked up presidents? How many fucked up presidents that went by and niggas still been able to do what the hell they had to do, regardless of what the fuck was going on?
Hey, it's gonna happen. You go. They don't stop what you need to do. They just stop with people that believe in that kind of shit. Believe. So here they believe in Trump. Trump's doing everything he said he didn't do. But are we? Are we doing shit that we did not profess 30 years ago? Man, we doing what we need to do to be the men that we are. And we don't. The difference is we ain't undermining women. We ain't using or abusing women. What we doing is using the strength that men have to have a relationship with women. Because the one thing that's a fact, you court the woman. Now, of course, a woman could court you, blah, 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 today, but no one thinks that. But what I'm saying is if it was the other way around, women court you, then you would just be the one holding your dick instead of the bitches holding their pussy. So I'm saying, we don't... I'm saying, man, we don't want none of that shit. That's why we deal with the reality. It's either going to be this or that, and it doesn't matter what we think. But since we're dealing with this, what we think does matter. And what we're dealing with is bitches. And we're dealing with bitches that listen to today's propaganda. And so whatever they're talking about is not what they think. And you better understand that. Believe me. Think this, believe it.
As you say that shit too, man, as soon as you said that, I started thinking about the arsenal because, like, I used to be this motherfucker and be like, oh, man, I'm in this fucking city, bitches thinking a certain way, how the fuck? Now I'm, like, thinking of shit to say in response to whatever stupid shit they have to say because, like, I forget what it was, what day it was you said. You said something along the lines of, like, as long as you know where you're going in the conversation, you'll know what to do. And I'm going to just leave it at there.
Okay,
I don't want
to
take too much shit.
What you're talking about has to do with the arsenal. But what I'm saying is one thing you're doing wrong, fuck what they have to say. Fuck what they have to say. Get that in your head. Fuck what a bitch got to say.
Right.
It's only about their response to what you said. And if what you said gets a response directly to what you said, that response should indicate to you where you need to go to catch this bitch. Whatever she said, like I said earlier, where if the dude said, hey, it's a beautiful day, and she said, it ain't all that, you know, that lets you know that you should be talking about what can make her happy. You know, if you don't let this beautiful day make you happy, maybe the motherfucking shit I got is going to make you happy. Something like that. What I'm saying is,
you just come up with shit.
You take what she say and you make it part of the conversation so that, and you got to always be aware of what you say. Otherwise, maybe I can make you happy. Look, baby, have you ever thought about blah, blah, blah? And the bitch starts talking about something else, then you gave her a second chance and she's still talking about something else. Now you know, fuck that bitch. Now you know that.
Right.
And if you keep talking after that's on you.
Right. You know what's crazy too, man? Like when I first got part one, I started writing down shit, and then there was one thing, one show where you were like, man, fuck all that writing down shit. And as you said that shit, it's like, it's reminded me of those times where I was like, fuck that shit, I'm gonna just go off the top. And then it's like, cause you understand the mentality you gotta have as you proceed. So it's like, shit just comes to your mind because you already know the type of result you're looking for.
Wait, it's not you understand as you proceed. It's understand as you use the shit that you know. And as you use the shit that you know, this or that shit happens. And if one of those things happens, fine, keep going. But if it don't, then the bitch ain't into what you're saying. And if you keep talking, you're just wasting your time. So as long as she's going... with what you're saying, you know you got action. I mean, the way you are doing it right now might not be the exact way that's going to get her, but you say, well, you know, this is a beautiful day, baby, don't you think? And she say, well, it is nice out here and all this kind of shit and whatever to indicate is beautiful, but she say it ain't that beautiful. that means something has happened to her today that's making her feel like this. And when you say, well, you know what, baby, you know what, I'm the kind of motherfucker, I wouldn't let, you know, what happened yesterday spoil my today. And if you want to, you know, you just we can talk about this. You just take it. You just go, man. And it's so dope because this is how you catch.
You see the shit in their eyes. They're like, oh, fuck, like, how did, like, you can almost see that they're, like falling into what you're saying and shit. Like, they're intrigued and shit almost, like,
Bro, listen to me, man. What I'm telling you is you're starting to see the sense of what I'm saying. You know, you're starting to put together that this shit I'm saying is not just a motherfucker talking shit. This motherfucker's really telling me some shit that's going to do some shit for me. You know, and the only thing you got to do is understand it. And this is what I was trying to tell one of the callers earlier. You got to understand what's going on before you can use
But you can't even do that unless you go out and do shit, man. You got to really fucking apply, man. It's applicable, so you got to apply it.
God damn, bro. See, I don't know your name or nothing, man, but they don't think I hired you.
Alonzo, man, from Toronto, man. Man, because, yo... Dog, I remember the first email I ever sent you, man. I'm like, yo, blah, 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 blah. You're like, go, bro. Fucking go, man. Like, get the fuck out of my inbox. Go. And then since then, I was like, man, what the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, but the deal is, and I want everybody to understand this, the deal is that we are in control. And what I'm saying is you just have released it. A lot of motherfuckers have released it because they just believe in anybody can be in control. And what I'm saying is anybody can be. And I don't care what anybody says. If you look at politics and you look at Trump, you see that he's anybody. And he's anybody because he don't know about the intricacies of running the country. And he's anybody because he knows what he knows. And what he knows has worked well for him. But see, just like me and another motherfucker fucking with a bitch, if you don't know the intricacies of catching bitches, you'll be like Donald Trump. You'll just be a leader with no direction. And that's why he's, you know, where he's at. Although I like Trump, I didn't vote for him, but I like Trump because he says a lot of good shit that's real because I firmly believe we have always been fucked over in a trade type situation. We let motherfuckers charge whatever to import, but then when we export to their country, we can't charge shit. Now that ain't fair. So I agree with that kind of bullshit. But about getting caught up in that shit, I can give a fuck what really happens. You know, if it's about me knowing what's going on, I'm gonna have an opinion. But if it's about me thinking my opinion has something to do with where I should live my life when it comes to politics, no. I don't live my life any way near how I think politically. And I want all the men, I want you and every other motherfucker to start thinking like that, man. You know, you can believe one thing about politics, but then that don't mean that's how you are as a man privately. Separate that bullshit. Right. When it comes to that goddamn women's whatever shit, all right, bitch, if that's what you believe, then we ain't gonna be cool because I don't believe that shit.
They still got a pussy, man.
Hey, man, let me tell you something.
Shit don't matter.
Listen, man, this is the truth. When I tell a bitch, when she say, oh, God, whatever, she like me, she want to fuck with me. And I tell her, well, hey, don't be thinking I don't be fucking other bitches. She might say whatever the fuck, negative or positive. But later, she will always say, I'm so glad you told me that. You know, it don't mean that she ain't going to fuck with me. It just mean that she glad I told her that so she don't have to have that as a problem. And you know what? Damn near every bitch I told that bitch was the only one I was fucking. But I'll let them motherfuckers know I'm going to do some shit, bitch. You know, I don't call them bitches when I'm saying
it. It shows you ain't scared of them and shit.
Hey, it shows
that you ain't scared of them and shit.
Right. And it shows that it lets them make that judgment. Do you want to fuck with him? And then when they make that yes, They didn't put all goddamn restraints down. And you can, you know, do what you ain't going to use them or beat them or none of that, so I can say this. You can do what the fuck you want to do with them. You know, you ain't finna do nothing but whatever, bust they pussy out or whatever the fuck, but you ain't finna hurt them. But what made them receptive to you is that they see the strength that you represent as being what they think a man should be, not what you think a man should be. They think this. Any type of questionnaire you ask women, what do you look for in a man? I look for a man that's assertive, that know how to take control of a situation, that, you know, that know how to have humor. They look for all this stuff that you're doing.
Right.
Bro, just get this in your head if you don't. If, I ain't saying you don't, but if you don't, get this in your head. Keep doing what you're doing, brother.
All right?
I'm going to put you back in, man. I got a little more to go. Hey, see, the thing that I'd really be saying is, in my opinion, your manhood is a complete way of life that you choose to live. Not any one of the actions involved means anything. All of the actions involved have to be included before any kind of judgment is made of you. Otherwise, you can't say you are a man because you make a certain amount of money. Nor can you say you're a man because you have a certain amount of women on your motherfucking team. Also, you can't use any one thing a man does to claim that you're a man. You have to use them all. You have to be capable of manipulating and using everything. 860, I see you. What's up?
All right, what's up, bud?
What's happening, man?
Oh, let me take it off this.
Man. That's right, man. Come on, man. We talk all the time. I didn't hear you. There you go.
Yeah,
what's up?
Man. Well, for one thing, it's not messing up no more. That just happened recently. So whatever you
might have
did.
I know, man, but it was doing that, man. So you like me, I'm at a loss, but it don't matter. Come on.
Yeah, but I got something we were talking about earlier about when you talk to people,
why are you fading out? You're fading out.
I've tried to talk into this thing right, but the thing when you was talking about that lesson to me, you was also saying that you should really be listening to the female when you're talking to her. You know, you should like if she say, "Oh, it's all right out here," or whatever. Instead of trying to avoid that shit, you know, you engage it, but you turn it towards where you're trying to go with the situation. You know what I mean? But you definitely
in the course of engaging it, you turn it to where you're trying to go. But other than that correction, I agree with everything you were saying.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Hey, so what I'm saying is you hearing me and you feeling what I'm saying, because it has nothing to do with you actually accepting the negative or the positive of something some woman says. It has something to do with you seeing that the woman is accepting the direction that you're trying to go in. Because women, even though they're saying something totally negative, you get that bitch home and get her jaws up, she the most positive bitch you ever been with. She just didn't know you and her was going to connect physically, if that goes. So the big thing about me is that I connect mentally with a woman. I get her mind. I get her thinking what the hell I'm saying, and she start guessing what I'm saying. And then she cross her leg, and I say that means this, and she blink her eyes, I say that means that, and then she getting trying to guess what I think shit she do. Now that I cross my arms, I guess she think it mean, you know, she say shit like that. When I see that kind of shit, I know that bitch is totally into what I was doing. I don't care that she think that she like being combative. If she's guessing what I'm saying, and it's correct. Let me put it on. Let me put the shoe on the other foot. If you didn't assign a meaning to this woman folding her arms, and you say it means that she thinks the sky is up, and then when you say, well, what do folding your arms mean? She said it means that the sky is up. What do that make you feel as far as guessing or thinking what her crossing her arms, what does that do for you?
So you're a motherfucker. You're aware of what's going on with that.
But what I'm saying is think about the bitch guessing what you're doing. She's guessing what you think what her crossing her arms are meaning. That means that she know you a motherfucker because she ain't never even thought about what her crossing her arms mean. That's why she do it so often. And when you didn't point it out to her, and now she noticing it, and you might not even pointed that out. You might have pointed something out that makes her notice this. This just makes you know how much of an impression you done made on her. And you just supposed to go with it. Because when she guess what you're doing, when she guess what you're doing, what you supposed to do is say, girl, I see you trying to see, you know, and you, whatever the hell you say. But you let her know you bust her. You don't let her do it and get away with it. See, you do it and get away with it. You don't let her do it and get away with it. You spot it until I see you trying to see what blah, 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 however you say whatever. And she be saying, it all makes her say, damn, this dude is a motherfucker. But what's happening is she's doing everything you directed her to do from what you said and her following your conversation. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that's I see full engagement in that. I see a awareness of the female, and I see like a heart of a lion. And you making your stance one of confidence by being so much of a motherfucker, basically. You know what I mean?
Hey, that's all I can call it. Wait, man. You may have arrived, man. 7:58 on 3:19, you may have arrived. I'm not explaining. You said you see how much of a motherfucker you are because that's the words you're looking for. You want bitches to say, damn, you a motherfucker, because they have ran out of any kind of descriptive word to talk about you. And they have to say you a motherfucker because they can't describe you. I have bitches tell me that all the time. Damn, you a motherfucker. Oh, shit. Come on, bitch. I got to fuck you now. That shit make my dick hard. You know, because what we trying to be in every motherfucking woman's life is a motherfucker. Because that's what they're missing. They can describe every... Oh, he is. Oh, he that. They can't describe a motherfucker. And that's what they're searching for. They're searching for a motherfucker, bro. You hear me?
Hell yeah. Wow.
Come on, I just shut you up, goddammit. You there?
Yeah, man. That's just, man, what? I just want to meditate on that.
It's
but 8
o'clock,
yeah,
motherfucker. And even though we was kicking it tonight, I can't wait to Thursday. I can't wait to next Sunday. Because I'm starting to see what I wanted. I want a talk show. I don't want no fucking listen show. You motherfuckers are sucking it up or whatever you want to call it. I don't know, but you're doing it. And God damn it, I'm just appreciative. I love this shit. See your motherfucking ass Thursday on Down and Dirty.